Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, temperatures across Israel are warm, with Tel Aviv enjoying sunny skies. Jerusalem is also bright, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Ai Lut remains clear and hot, perfect for a day outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the American Emirati AI project changes direction due to Iranian threat, according to Israel Hayom just over 30 minutes ago. Also, Saudi Arabia plans a large-scale operation against the Houthis, with or without American involvement, reported Maariv this morning. Also this hour, talks between Israel and Lebanon in Rome have been postponed to October, Ynet reports. Separately, the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah and Iranian proxy networks, with two ships recently struck by missiles in the Strait of Hormuz, according to I-24 News. And finally, the IDF's deception tactics have reportedly led to Hezbollah's withdrawal from strategic positions, Walla reports. Here's what's being discussed online. Al Arabiya English reports that the Lebanese and Israeli ambassadors will meet next week at the State Department to discuss ongoing developments and the trilateral framework. Eve Barlow shares a conversation about northern Nigeria's Muslim population and their reaction to historical events. Ariel Osaran notes that an early warning alert has been issued in Taif, near Jeddah. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the American Emirati AI project. Israel Hayom reports that the project, one of the world's largest, will shift focus due to concerns over potential missile and drone attacks from Iran. This move highlights the growing tension in the region and the need for security in technological advancements. Such changes could impact innovation timelines and collaborations. Turning to Saudi Arabia's military considerations, according to Maariv, Riyadh may proceed with military action against the Houthis without waiting for U.S. support. This comes amid ongoing instability in Yemen and raises questions about future U.S.-Saudi relations and regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, the postponement of Israel-Lebanon talks, Ynet cites scheduling conflicts, including the UN General Assembly and various conferences, as reasons for the delay. This delay could slow diplomatic progress on critical issues between the two nations, leaving room for further tensions. Turning to recent sanctions, I-24 News highlights the U.S.'s latest measures against Hezbollah and Iranian proxies, following missile strikes in a vital shipping route. These sanctions aim to curb influence and destabilizing activities in the region, but might also escalate existing tensions. And finally, revelations from the IDF's operations. Walla reveals the IDF's successful deception tactics that led to Hezbollah's strategic withdrawal. This development underscores the ongoing strategic battles and the IDF's approach to minimizing threats along Israel's borders. On the economic front. First, Yossi Bronstein from Unframe shared with CTEK his views on AI security, emphasizing the importance of early problem detection within systems. This insight is key as reliance on AI grows across sectors. Separately, Walla Business reports that despite water facility shutdowns, consumer rates will remain stable, with the energy minister considering deep-sea pumping. This assurance comes amid concerns over water supply and costs. And finally, Israel will launch flights from Tel Aviv to New York next week, with competitive fares, according to Globes. This new route expands travel options and strengthens Israel's international connectivity. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.